Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H as they sponsor reports from the 2017 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransCo.com. That's ITCTransCo.com. ITC, your energy superhighway.
Cattle futures today were strong. We were $1.20 to $1.80 higher here as the feeder cattle made new highs for this move. Some months, actually like the August of 17 contract, made new highs for the contract today. So quite a good day. The last time we were this high was in the month of January, and we've just blasted right through that. We rallied about $6 in the past week or so after it made the new highs for that trading range. So overall, really good sign there for the cattle market. Even these spring months like the April have gone back to the January highs. In some cases, have made new highs. So we'll get some, maybe some additional short covering there as that market has made new highs. Live cattle were $1.50 higher in April. The April was the strongest month. June's up $1.17. The April live cattle has not gone through the January highs, but we're near them. We were about 120, just over 120 back in January, but we're right back to those levels. Now, boxed beef has kind of been the leader here. The boxed beef market is the highest it's been since last summer. It's $1.12 higher on choice at $222.44. Select was up 66 at midday today at $213.80. Choice select spreads widened back out to $8.64. So packer margins profitable, $135 a head, and feedlot margins are estimated about $400 a head.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain markets were higher today. We had corn 2.5 to 3 cents higher, soybeans 2 to 3 cents higher, Chicago wheat steady, Kansas City up 2 to 2.5 cents. We had an export sale in the hard red winter wheat this morning, which is kind of a rarity. It was to Algeria, is 120,000 metric tons there, so that was a positive lifting the July Kansas City wheat today. Beans also had 120,000 metric tons to an unknown destination. Then we had the export report for wheat, corn, and beans. Wheat was 264,000 metric tons. And we were looking for 250 to 450. Corn was 1.255. That was the one bullish one. Looking for 700 to 1 million metric tons. So that was higher than expected. And then soybeans, we were looking for 400 to 600. And it was 471.6. So wheat and beans were in the middle of the range, and corn was slightly bullish. Hedge funds, that's kind of what they've been, short wheat, long corn, long beans, short 66,000 contracts of wheat, long 69,000 corns, and long 107,000 soybeans. Soybeans have remained right at that level for quite some time. Yesterday we had a NOPA crush report. It was disappointing at 142.8 million bushels. That was lower than expected. We were expecting about 146. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.